It's a moment he will never forget.
Blair Walsh, with the big leg, is going to try a 55-yard field goal to tie the Jaguars and force overtime.
Looks a lot shorter in the stadium, I can tell you that. Looks kind of long out here. But, you know, I think the only thing that goes through your mind in a situation like we had in the game was that, you know, your team's worked so hard to get to that point, and we're right there. And we had worked so hard in the offseason, and we had really, when it comes down to it, deserved to win that game the way we played. And the fact that we could be able to give them a chance to win is just awesome.
A rookie kicker lining up from 55 yards to tie the season's opening game.
I don't think you try to look at it as you're going to be the hero. I think you try to look at it as, hey, man, I've done this kick a million times in practice and by myself, off sticks, in the offseason, the whole thing. And I think you just try to treat it like literally another kick because, you know, you can't change the situation you're in, but, you know, you have the ability to change the type of kick you hit and the type of reaction you get from the kick, and that's really what you try to do.
It's a moment that a kicker dreams of, and for the Vikings, the rookie kicker delivers in the clutch.
Snap, good, spot down, right-footed kick with a ton of leg. Get in there! Yes! Welcome to the NFL, Blair Walsh. It's 23-23!
The snap was perfect, the hole was perfect. They rushed real hard on the line, and our guys really stuck in there and gave it their all to make sure they didn't come in, and gave me a chance to get the ball a little bit lower out than normal. And, you know, I hit it, and I couldn't see right away because I'm not exactly a huge dude, so I had to sort of sneak to the side, and I looked and saw that it was in and just got a little over-emotional.
The NFL debut for Blair Walsh went about as well as he could have ever hoped. His game-tying field goal at the end of regulation topped off by the game-winning field goal in overtime.
I've been bragging on this guy, you know. I've been bragging on this guy. So when he made it, I was kind of looking up in the stadium to see my uncle. I was like, man, this guy, I seen this guy make a 70-yard field goal, you know, doing training camp, you know. So I was trying to look up and find him. And I'll find him when I get downstairs and let him know. See, I told you about that young guy. He's good. He got a good leg.
I'm only a couple months into this profession, and the fact that I could be proven reliable for the first game is great. But I got to focus on this week in Indianapolis and be reliable again.
As he reflects on his dreamlike scenario to kick off his NFL career, the rookie kicker knows there is plenty of hard work ahead of him to continue to have more successful Sundays.
I mean, yeah, it was a pretty successful debut. I still got a lot of work to do this season. I got 15 games left in the regular season and whatever happens after that. I'm just trying to be dependable each and every day, and I know that sounds like a boring answer, but really that's what I'm here to do, is be dependable and help my team out when they need me.